This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. An elementary school parent serves up a special treat to fifth graders at a party and ends up behind bars. Teresa Bernal, 33, brings vodka-laced jello shots to Joan Elementary School, Tyler, Texas. Multiple children eat them. Once teachers realize what's going on, they send the students to the school nurse. Bernal feigns innocence and says she has no idea the treats, some that had whipped cream and strawberries on top, contained alcohol.
Nancy, it wasn't until most of the students had already eaten one that teachers tasted them and suspected they contained alcohol. At least 15 students are sent to the school nurse with reports of stomach or headaches. Some even vomited and felt dizzy. Bernal tells police she bought the shots from a home business on Facebook Marketplace. According to officers, the ad clearly shows the jello shots are made with Smirnoff vodka.
Bernal arrested, charged with felony injury to a child. Westchester County, New York police receive a frantic 911 about a llama on the run. Cops head out to capture the llama but realize it's actually an escaped alpaca. Subtle but important distinction. The adventurous alpaca heads to a Land Rover dealership and cops joke the animal is looking to upgrade its ride. Police capture the fluffy critter and return it to the owner. Officers surmise somewhere a kid's birthday party went on just as planned. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
The U.S. Supreme Court has refused to hear the appeal of Mississippi death row inmate Willie Corey Godbolt, convicted in a 2017 shooting spree that left 8 people dead, including a sheriff's deputy and his mother-in-law. The violence began during a domestic dispute at his in-law's home in Bogchitto. A responding deputy was fatally shot along with 3 others. 4 more victims, including 2 children, were killed at separate locations overnight. In 2020, Godbolt was convicted of capital murder and other charges. He received the death penalty, 6 life sentences, and additional prison time. Mississippi's highest court upheld his convictions in March. The U.S. Supreme Court rejected his handwritten appeals, citing claims of ineffective counsel and unlawful search without comment, as is typical. Godbolt remains on death row at Mississippi State Penitentiary in Parkman. A Louisiana man's murder conviction has been overturned after nearly 30 years on death row. Crime Online correspondent Sydney Sumner has the story behind the ruling.
Jimmy Duncan was convicted in 1998 of killing his girlfriend's 23-month-old daughter, Haley Olivo, in what prosecutors claimed was a brutal crime involving rape and drowning. But now, 4th Judicial District Court Judge Alvin Sharp has vacated that conviction, citing expert testimony that the bite mark evidence used to convict Duncan was, quote, not scientifically defensible. The analysis was performed by forensic dentist Michael West, a figure long criticized in wrongful conviction cases. A suppressed video later revealed West pressing Duncan's dental mold into the child's skin, effectively fabricating the marks cited as evidence. The judge also noted that Duncan's defense counsel was ineffective and that a jailhouse informant's testimony had since been recanted. Washita Parish District Attorney Robert Tu has yet to announce whether he'll appeal or retry the case. His office says prosecutors are assessing options. Duncan's attorneys, who declined to comment, argued in court filings that the case bears, quote, all the hallmarks of a wrongful conviction.
The decision could lead to Duncan's release unless prosecutors seek a new trial.
Thanks, John. A concerned relative of Tiffany Ann Williams, 44, calls police to report they haven't been able to reach her or husband David Dwayne Walker, 42, in over a week. Parker County, Texas sheriffs go to the home. The two share with Robbie Allen Head, 55. They say the condition of the home and the witnesses who last had contact with the three make the disappearance even more suspicious. Tiffany White, female, 4'11". About 120 pounds, light brown, curly, shoulder-length hair, blue eyes. Husband, black male, 6'2", 240 pounds, short black hair, brown eyes. Robbie Head, white male, 5'3", 140 pounds, short brown hair, brown eyes. Crime Stoppers offering a $1,000 reward for info leading to the location of Tiffany, David, and Robbie. If you have info, please contact Parker County Sheriff's 817-594-8845 or Parker County Crime Stoppers 817-599-5555. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Missy Grace. This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.